Blog Talk Radio. Father God, thank you again for this day. let us not waste it on oil events. Come join me in Old Testament. Friday is Jeremiah's day. It's Jeremiah's day. The prophet is in the house. Everything he has said would happen has gone forth. The children of Israel are in captivity. And the prophet is sending them letters. You know, Paul did the same thing. You know, letter of encouragement. And, you know, remember the prophet Hananiah? Mister, I'm going to slap you because I don't like what you're saying to the king. He's going to get what's coming to him, too. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. This God's true prophet. So, Hananiah's going to get his as well. So we got a lot of word this morning, so let's get started. And it says this in the book of Jeremiah. Whew. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus says the Lord to me, make for yourselves bonds and yokes and put them on your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, the king of Moab, the king of the Ammonites, the king of Tyre, the king of Sidon, be by the hand of the messengers who come to Jerusalem, to Zedekiah, the king of Judah, and command them to say to their master, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, thus you shall say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man, and the beasts that are on the ground by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and have given to whom it seemed proper to me. And now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beast of the field. I have also given him to serve him, so all nations shall serve him and his son's son until the time of his land comes, and then many nations and great kings shall make him serve them. And it shall be that the nation and kingdom which will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and which will not put its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation I will punish, says the Lord, with the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore, do not listen to your prophets, your diviners, your dreamers, your soothsayers, or your sorcerers, who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie to you, to remove you from your land, and I will drive you out and will not perish, and you will not perish. But the nations that bring their necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let them remain in their own land, says the Lord. And they shall till it and dwell in it. I also spoke to Zedekiah, Judah, according to all these words, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, as the Lord has spoken against the nations that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore, do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you shall not serve the king of Babylon, but they prophesy a lie to you, for I have not sent them, says the Lord. Yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I may drive you out and that you may perish, and the prophets who prophesy to you. Also, I spoke to the priests and to all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessel of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought back from Babylon. But they prophesy a lie to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. why should this city be laid waste? But if they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord with them, and let them now make intercession to the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem, do not go to Babylon. But thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, concerning the seats, concerning the carts, and concerning the remainder of the vessels that remain in the city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. They shall be carried to Babylon, and there they shall be until the day that I visit them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them up and restore them to this place. Chapter 27, the life lessons from this chapter is this: they shall be carried to Babylon. We got to quit believing the prophet liars, because they'll tell you whatever you want to hear, not the truth that comes from God. And it says the Lord never abandoned his people, nor did he leave them alone, but for most of their years of captivity, life would seem pretty dreary until God blessed them. We are to wait for God until he moves in power. The more we seek him, the more we're going to find him. But you got to seek God. You got to look for him, and he will allow you to find him. Chapter 28, and it happened in the same year, at the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year and in the fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, who was from Gibeon, spoke to me in the house of the Lord in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 full years, I will bring back to this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried to Babylon, and I will bring back to the place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord, and I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Then the prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people who stood in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. The Lord do so. The Lord perform your words which you have prophesied to bring back the vessels of the Lord's house and all who were carried away captive from Babylon to this place. Nevertheless, hear now this word that I speak to your hearing and in the hearing of all the people, the prophets who have been before me and before you of old prophesied against many countries and great kingdoms of war, disaster, and desolation. As for the prophet who prophesies of peace when the word of the prophet came to pass, the prophet will be known as one whom the Lord has truly sent. Then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, even so I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all the nations with the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Now the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus says the Lord, you have broken the yoke of wood, but you have made in their place yokes of iron. But thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And they shall serve him. I have given him the beasts of the field also, Then the prophet Jeremiah said, Ananias the prophet, hear now, Ananias. The Lord has not sent you, but you make this people trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. So Ananias the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Don't play with God. Don't get out there proper lying, trying to be a prophet when you're not one. Trying to say, I got knowledge, I know this, I know that. No. If God ain't showed it to you, keep your mouth shut. See, there's so many folks that are always craving and after somebody else's gift. If it is not your gift, don't look for it. And prophecy is not a gift that anybody should want, because prophets see things they don't want to see. They hear things they don't want to hear. Folks of knowledge have dreams of things they don't even want anybody to know, not even themselves. So because you think, oh, I'm prophetess this or I'm prophet that, if God is not giving you that gift, keep your mouth shut, because you will hurt yourself and you will hurt others. Prophecy is not a gift to be taken lightly. Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 16 and 17, life lesson. This year you shall die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. And we know rebellion is witchcraft. How did Ananias teach rebellion against the Lord? He did it through a message of falsehood. We never earn God's favor by convincing anyone that sin is anything other than sin. That's the word. And for those that are like life lessons, in the study Bible we are using this year, which is the Charles F. Stanley Life Principle Bible, Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year is our source material. And I can tell you this, it is one of the best Bibles to have in your biblical arsenal. And I know that, and I'm saying my disclaimer that I say every day, I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or any of his ministries to hawk his Bible. I'm just saying I happen to like this Bible a lot. It has really helped me in my studies as well as helped me to blog it on this show. So thanking God for Dr. Stanley, thanking God for all of you. Let's get back in the Word. And we are in Jeremiah chapter 29. This is Old Testament Friday. And our word is coming from the Old Testament. If time permits, we will go ahead and pull in Psalms and Proverbs, or Proverbs and Psalms, and our Psalms and Proverbs, excuse me. And then once we get those in this New Testament Sunday. So please, 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 please join me on Sunday for New Testament word and maybe Psalm and Proverbs, depending on time today with Jeremiah. But we're going to give Jeremiah our full attention because the prophet is speaking this morning. And all I can say is Jeremiah tears up the floor. He don't play. He does not play. And everything he said came to fruition. And some may come to fruition in our time. All we have to do is wait on the Lord and seek his face. God will show us what we need to know, when we need to know it. Whew, thank you, Jesus. And let's get started again. So please, for those that are just joining us this morning, thank you. We are on Jeremiah chapter, we are in Jeremiah chapter 29, and we'll be going up into chapter 32 this morning. So we are in chapter 29 with a goal of chapter 32 this morning. And it says this, now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. This happened after Jeconiah, the king, the queen, my queen mother, the eunuchs, and the princes, of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elisha, Shaphan, and Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon. To Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, said, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon, build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and now, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away, captive, and pray to the Lord for it. For in it peace you will have peace. But thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you nor listen to your dreams, which you caused to be dreams. For the prophecy falsely to whom, for they prophesied falsely to you. My name I have not sent them, says the Lord. But thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good words toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts and I think that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. All is well, Jeremiah 29:11. And we got to read it one more time because it just does something to my heart. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. One more time. But I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Not Jeremiah's words, but God's words. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me, if you search for me with all your heart. And that's just where our title comes from this morning. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away. But understand, it's not quick and in a hurry. The things of God for you are not always quick and in a hurry. Sometimes they are, but most times they're not. They are not. We've got to spend time with God, seeking God, and watch God work in our lives. We may be overwhelmed today, but God will give you out. He will show you how to clean up your mess. And the word of God says, because you have said the Lord has raised a prophet for us in Babylon. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king who sits on the throne of David, concerning all the people who dwell in the city, and concerning your brethren who have not gone out with you into captivity. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send on them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like rotten food that cannot be eaten. They are so bad. And I will pursue them with the sword and with famine and with pestilence, and I will deliver them to trouble among all the kingdoms of the earth, to be a curse, an astonishment, a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations where I have driven them. Because they have not heeded my words, says the Lord, which I sent to them by my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, neither would you heed, says the Lord. Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. All you, all the captives whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahaz, the son of Koaliah, and Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, who prophesied a lot of you in my name. Before, behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And because of them, our curse shall be taken up by all the captivity of Judah who are in Babylon, saying, the Lord made you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have done disgraceful things in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives and have spoken lying words in my ear. They have spoken lying words in my name, which I have not commanded them. Indeed, I know and am witness, says the Lord. And I want to read that again, because there were those that just lying. When God said he's going to do this, and the Lord said he's going to do that, and all this is going to happen, and you don't have to worry, you're not going to be there in 70 years, you're going to be gone in two, da, 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 da. Just lying. And you want to say so bad, you know you're lying. Shut up. But because the prophet or prophetess, you believe that man. And the word says, because they have done disgraceful things in Israel. They have committed adultery with their neighbor's wife. Part of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not cut two of them. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife by their neighbor's anytime. And have spoken lying words in my name, thou shalt not blaspheme the name of the Lord. And that's a paraphrase for one of the ten, which I have not commanded them. Indeed, I know and am a witness, says the Lord. Three commandments right there. You shall not speak to Shemaiah, the Nehelamite, thus speaks the Lord of hosts. You shall also, speak to Shemaiah, the Nehelamite, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, you have sent letters in your name to all the people who are at Jerusalem, to Zephaniah, the son of Messiah, the priest, and to all the priests, saying, the Lord has made you priests instead of Jehoiada, the priest, so that there should be officers in the house of the Lord over every man who is remitted and considers himself a prophet, that you should put him in prison and in the stocks. Now, therefore, why have you not rebuked Jeremiah of Ananias, who makes himself a prophet to you? For he has sent to us in Babylon, saying, this captive is wrong. Build houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat their fruit. Now Zephaniah the priest read the letter in the hearing of Jeremiah the prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, then to all those in captivity, saying, thus says the Lord concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite, because Shemaiah has prophesied to you, and I have not sent him, and he has caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his family. He shall not have anyone to dwell among this people, nor shall he see the good that I would do for my people, says the Lord, because he has fought rebellion against the Lord. Again, someone trying to prophesy, and then going to talk about the real prophet, like they the liar. Understand, God will give you discernment if you ask for it. Lord, give me discernment to see past any prophetic lie, that I will not walk in darkness and watch God work in your life. The word that came to Jeremiah, chapter 30 of Jeremiah, we'll go back and do life lessons, life questions after we get finished with these two chapters. the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I've spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hand on his loin, like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale? Alas, for the day is great. The day is great, so that none of it is like it. And it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. But it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. But I will correct you in justice, and will not let you go altogether unpunished. Your affliction is incurable. Your wound is severe. There is no one to plead your cause, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicine, and all your lovers have forgotten you. They do not speak to you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities. Because your sins have increased, why do you cry about your afflictions? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sin. Oh, Jesus, what a word. God is speaking today. And he wants us to understand that this word is important. And he says again in verse 15, why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you. Therefore, all those who devour you shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall become plunder, and all who prey upon you I will make a prey. For I will restore health and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast, and this is thine. No one seeks that. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back to the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. When he is good, we got to have thanksgiving. And the voice of those who make merry, I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them. Speaking through the prophet this morning, he's giving them back everything that was taken. He said, I will multiply in the nation, not diminish that love for children. I will also glorify them in the nation, not be small. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all who oppress them. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governors shall come from their midst. And I will cause them to draw near. I will ask them to draw near. God is calling us today. And he shall approach me. For you is good to cleanse his heart to approach me. I read that again because I want to understand it better myself. That their nobles shall be from among them, and their governors shall come from their midst, and I will cause them to join me, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pleads his heart to approach me? He pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it, and until he has performed the intent of his heart. In the latter days, he will consider it. Not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but in the latter days, we consider it because so much is for us as well. And as we go back into the life lessons from Jeremiah 29:7, says, seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive. God causes rebellious people to be carried away by force to wicked Babylon, and yet he instructs them to pray for the peace of the pagan city, even in Babylon. He wanted to bless his people. Wherever you are, God's going to bless you. God's blessings with your name on it are all for you and only you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And as we go to Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. That's where our title comes from this morning. Do you really want to know God's will for your life? Do you really want to learn his plans for you? God promises to reveal his will to everyone who will obey whatever he tells them to do. To disobey is rebellion. You got to obey what God tells us to do. How can I deal with discouragement? We all have been there. We all have had our moments of discouragement, whether it was loss of a spouse, loss of a job. Your children not speaking to you. Your spouses not speaking to you, not being able to see your grandchildren. All those things are discouragement. They're all discouragement. So we want to have encouragement. Do you ever feel tempted to give up? And I can answer that, yes. Perhaps right now you feel overlooked, forgotten, mistreated, and you want to quit. I've got there too. But this is what Dr. Stanley tells us. Satan's goal is to get you to do just that. Throw in the towel and call it quits. Discouragement is his favorite weapon. That's how he knocks us off our square. Discouragement. Well, you thought you was going to get that call. It ain't meant for you to have it. You need to just go and just be satisfied with your hoop. I thought this was supposed to be some kind of ministry. I don't see what you're doing anything. You're just reading that Bible. These people can read the Bible themselves. They don't need you to read the Bible to them. You should be getting your rest because you know you don't sleep enough. As it is, you know you're tired. You know you're this. And you know what I have to tell the devil? You are a liar. I'm going to do what my assignment is, which is to read this word every day that God gives me to read it. And when it is time for me to move forward in something else, God will tell me. I'm not going to stop doing what I do. If I don't see one caller, then I'll read across the airways to myself We got to learn how to tell the devil, not today. You will not take me out of my square. You will not knock me out of my place with God. Not today. And this is what God said, remember, Dr. Sanchez, but remember this, while disappointments are inevitable, discouragement is a choice. Once we yield to the devil's debilitating whispers of doubt and fear, we quickly find ourselves trapped in a web of self-pity. Soon after, we try to justify our feelings of anger, envy, and jealousy. Encouragement rarely comes to those who look for ways to justify themselves. Whew. During a very terrible and troubling time in Israel's history, God directed Jeremiah to speak words of hope and encouragement to these disheartened exiles, to the disheartened exiles in Babylon. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. And God is telling us the same thing today. I know the thoughts that I had, I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. The question is, are we listening? Are we seeking God with our whole heart? Are we just playing church? If we are ever going to reach our full potential, we must understand a very important truth. God is for us. He is not against us. In Babylon, Israel sorted out our faith and discovered our deep need for the Lord. God often uses trials to position us for greater blessings. Even in times of greater disappointment, He is our best in mind. He knows how He wants to use the disappointment, our hardship of our for our benefit. And He desires that we see Him as our only source of salvation and blessing. When you feel tempted to yield to discouragement, go to God in prayer. Tell Him all you are feeling, the unkind ways you have been treated that do not seem fair to you. God has an objective view of the situation. He sees the future and knows the direction your life will take. He also wants you to totally depend on Him and not rely on the compliments or resources of others. While disappointments will come, you live in a fallen world. After all, you can live above it by focusing your heart on Jesus Christ. If you are in an emotionally or physically difficult spot right now, refuse to become discouraged. Ask the Lord to reveal His will and plan for your life. Commit yourself fully to Him and pray to obey no matter what it costs. If you take this approach, then God will provide for you in ways that far exceed human understanding. God wants to help us. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11 breaks it down for us. Jeremiah 30:11, I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. When we do wrong, we're going to get punished. Complete and total forgiveness of sin does not necessarily mean complete and total eradication of all consequences for sin. Jesus forgave the thief on the cross and gave him eternal life, but the thief had to die, Luke 23:43. He gave the thief eternal life, but the thief still had to die. There are still consequences to all of our situations. Jeremiah 31. At the same time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord. The people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness. Israel, when I went to give him rest, the Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be rebuilt, a virgin of Israel. You shall again be adorned with your tambourine. And have you caught it yet? All kind of word that that we repeat on a regular basis. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. We have heard that word so many times. With loving kindness, I have drawn you. But then know where it came from. It comes from Jeremiah chapter 31. And again, he tells you, you shall again be adorned with your tambourine. And shall be forth, go forth in the dances of those who rejoice. You shall yet plant vines on the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and eat them in as ordinary food. But there shall be a day when the watchmen will cry on Mount Ephraim, arise and let us go up to Zion to the Lord our God. But thus says the Lord, sing with gladness, O Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations with clay. Give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and from the ends of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and those who labor with child together, a great throng shall return there. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father of Israel. He is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he who scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does the flock. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and ransomed him from the hand of one stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and new wine and oil, for the young of the flock and the herd. Their soul shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn their mourning to joy, will comfort them, and make them rejoice rather than sorrow. I will satiate the soul of the priest with abundance, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, says the Lord. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. And we know where that word comes from. Children slaughtered because they were looking for the king. Thus says the Lord, refrain your voice from weeping and your eyes from tears, for your work shall be rewarded, says the Lord. Whew, and they shall come back from the land of the enemy. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, you have chastened me, and I was chastised. Like an untrained bull, restore me, and I will return. For you are the Lord my God. Surely after my returning, after my turning, I repent, and after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh. I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? But though I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord. Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway, the way in which you went. Turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back to these, your cities. How long will you gad about, you backsliding daughters? O you backsliding daughters. For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. Did I say that? A woman shall encompass a man. How long will you gad about, oh, you backsliding daughter. For the Lord has carried a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, they shall give you the speech in the land of Judah and in the cities. When I bring back their captivity, the Lord bless you, O home of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in the city together, farmers and those going out with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. After this, I awoke and looked around, and my sleep was sweet to me. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will sorrow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of men and the seed of beasts. And it shall come to pass that as I have watched over them to pluck up, to break down, to throw down, to destroy, and to uplift, so I will watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall say, no more. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every man shall die for his own iniquity. Every man who eats the source sour grapes, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, you know the Lord. But they also know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. I will make them the greatest of these. The greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin. I will remember no more. Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for the light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me forever, thus says the Lord. If heaven above can be measured and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the city shall be built, and the Lord from the tower of the Nile shall again extend straight forward over the hill of Gerib. Then it shall turn towards top and all the whole. And all the whole, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes, and all the fields for as far as Brook Kedron to the corner of the house gate, horse gate toward the east, shall be holy to the Lord. It shall not be plugged up or thrown down anymore forever. And we're going to stop there. We'll start in Jeremiah chapter 32 on Sunday. And you'll understand, I didn't realize it, but there's a significance in 32 in my life. And just a couple of life lessons from chapter 31 before we get out of here this morning. And it says this in chapter 31 of Jeremiah. I have loved you with an everlasting love. God has pledged his love to you. He walks with you through disappointment and never gets disillusioned by your wayward acts. For he has seen the finished portrait. He knows that through Christ you can and will succeed. The Lord does not want to wait until heaven to satisfy your soul with abundance or to fill us with his goodness. He desires to bless you right now with all the good things of his spirit. Thank you, God's family. Jeremiah 31:31, I will make a new covenant. We are a new covenant people, a blessed group of men and women who can come boldly into God's presence by his spirit and through faith in his son, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 8:17-13, 9:15, and 12:24. God has given us a blueprint. He has given us hope. But all we got to do is speak him. Are you speaking God today? And that is all. Seek the Lord. You know, believe and trust in him. Before we get out of here this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word for this morning is this. Faith is not knowing what the future holds, but knowing who holds your future. Have a faith-filled Friday, family. That is our word for this morning. Before we go, a prayer, and then we're out because I got to go to work. And on this, wow, can't even believe it, 21st day of October, without regret, Dolly 3, oof, produces a repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret. The worldly grief produces that. That word is for me. Merciful Father, you are abundant in forgiveness, never turning away from those who come to you with humble hearts. Your love never misses the mark. Your kindness leads me to repentance when I see the bigger picture, the effects of my sin on others and myself. The grief that leads me to your feet is almost unbearable, but there you meet me with the abundance of your merciful love that covers every failure. Your mercy turns my wounded soul into a new creation, full of the joy of reconciliation. There is no regret in aligning my heart with your great love. Even in grief, there is renewal, but the grief of the world has no hope. It is a black hole of pain without lasting solutions. What a relief that I am yours, that I know your name, and am found in you. I have a hope. Thank you, Lord. And the word for me, and I hope for those that are grieving today, is how forgiveness shaped the way you deal with pain in your life. Godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret. But worldly grief produces death. 2 Corinthians 7:10, NRSV. And that is our word today, family. Have a blessed day and know that you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Seek the Lord today and watch him be found by you. But he loves you more than you can imagine. Again, search for the Lord with your heart and you will find him. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. It's a wrap. Why? Because I got to go to work. Love you.